up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 31st of March, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Before we get the show started, let's take a moment. Let me ask y'all to take a moment to remember the mangoes. Y'all may have noticed the last 2 days have had high winds. Very breezy. Mango blossoms and buds have to have the strength to hold on to the tree. There are also avocado blossoms out across the island as well. We need to water trees, make sure that they're getting water so they can produce enough sap and materials to hold their fruit. They got to hold the fruit. Also, please, please, where are the tamarind? Who's picking the tamarind? Who's picking the tamarind? Where are the cherry pickers and the bucket trucks? There's not enough tamarind on the ground. There's not enough tamarind around the place. But Agribusiness Expo is coming up. If we don't see the tamarinds on the ground, I hope it's because the farmers and vendors are keeping the tamarind for the Agribusiness Expo. Let me remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Wheel Competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. To win the prize, we need two pieces of information: the government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, the government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date, of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. To play the game, you call the show, let us know you want to try for the prize. I transfer you to the producer. You give the producer the information, and we contact you after the show. Also, the On the Clock magazine and t-shirt recycling program is still up and running. If you have old magazines or old t-shirts you want to do something with as opposed to just throw away, reach out to Erin Green on the clock or off the clock to arrange pickup or drop off. So I had two sets of stories I wanted to talk about today. The first is Drewski, political satire and politically exposed people on the heel of the 242 Influences and Creative Conference. Also, I told you yesterday, today is the 31st of March, and I wanted to run through a series of headlines pertaining to women and women's issues. Those are the two things I have on deck. But we're going to go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Right, okay. Remember about a month ago, right? Mm-hmm. I brought up that we was going to have a problem with this gas problem in the Nassau and the Bahamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
You only see they raise the price $1, and I told you so?
Yeah, absolutely, but...
Then, okay.
We should have expected it.
That the price will go down when the war ends, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Iran used to name Persia, mm-hmm. right? I looking at Chatty right now, right? Chatty saying that Persia has been involved in military conflict for over 250,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 550 BCE, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know for you, right? But I ain't got that long to be paying high gas prices.
For that,
this war can be long.
That's something.
You know Trump. You know Mr. Orange. You know he ain't giving that up no time soon either.
Well, fortunately, it's not his decision alone to make. That's all we can rely on. Fortunately,
if gas price is almost $7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine in June or August.
Mm-hmm.
How low are you thinking you can get? I think you can get up close to $10.
Possibly.
Third thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever see a behemoth park any car?
No, they wouldn't even park it when it ain't working properly.
All right, then.
Yeah, they would.
So you know fully well this can be a problem, right? We jump in the car, we just ride. We don't know why we're riding, we just ride.
Yeah, the car culture seems to be counterintuitive, right? Like, for people that have so many cars, we don't really have a healthy car culture, you know? The people who have lots of cars, they got lots of mechanics. They got lots of mechanic shops, right? People who have lots of cars pay attention to their cars. They got lots of mechanic training courses for amateurs and laymen. You know what one of the signifiers in our country is? Like, we have a lot of cars. You know what our car culture is? They wash car every day. If a woman have a man, especially if she lend a man the car in the day, he washing the car, right?
It's great I wash the car before I wash my girl.
Yeah, let her wash herself. But a part of it is that we live in a salt environment, right? So wiping down your car regularly is a good idea for maintaining the integrity of your car's structure, right? That's a very good idea. Also, I realized that because a lot of us are broad in the hips, right? It's important to maintain a clean car because, like myself, you may find that when you're entering and exiting your vehicle in a parking lot with tight parking spots, that you tend to rub up against your car or the car next to you, right? And so that's another reason why the cars are always being cleaned, especially professional women. They need their car clean. But we don't have the type of car culture where we are maintaining our cars properly, checking tires regularly, right? We are not parking our cars as if we love them, value them, and appreciate them. Throw the car anywhere. Across the lines, it don't matter. Throw the car up on sidewalk, it don't matter. Right? So it's very interesting that we have so many cars, but look at the car culture. They're not aligning. It's almost as if having so many cars is unnatural in this space. And by this space, I mean a country with an archipelagic exterior where typically we should have boats. We should have more boats than cars. And what would the economy look like? What would the Bahamian economy look like if you replaced every car with a boat? Would you need as many boats if you replaced your car with a boat and then relied on, right, like either a car share, so there are four of us in the family, and so we talk to each other and organize our lives so that we can share the land vehicle, right, because we each have our own boat. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing, Seth?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Nice show. You know, sometimes I just listen and try to let other people get their pies and things.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Being a general blessing in this country until we get rid of the Moses Christ school.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I know that. See, when God Christ, nobody can bless you. They the problems now. I'm not saying the Moses school, I told them, it's 75 and over.
Mm-hmm. Three score and 10 gang.
The people who work for the stuff, who struggle to pay the bills, who pay the NIP, who trying to pay the law of the land.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That he had more car on the island than the whole time, Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
All is by design. They don't want men, no law. Every law they try to fix, they look like the careless behemoths. They're like the foreigners of us, Aaron. Every central country in the world protecting the country, protecting the border, and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I know people come from the UK and never leave. Go straight and doing better than me, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world. The Philippines, some of them still here. Who waking up? Mm-hmm. The Mexicans ain't going back. The night of the Haitian. Because they're coming for a better way of life.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas is a rich country. But our legislators, they look at it ain't got no shame. When our prime ministers and goers all over the world representing the Bahamas, the Bahamian people, they always say on behalf of the Bahamian people, But when the Prime Minister of Barbados, I think the woman was saying, asking if our Prime Minister is living on the moon. Mm-hmm. Say, what's wrong with our judiciary? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I feel as if a civil servant, and who know better? I just use them as example. Because when you make a mistake, that's 10 years. The higher you go, cabinet ministers, 20 years. You see, you haven't be playing with these people. Look, like when they get do things in this country, they get rewarded in oil. That's how it looked at me. Because everybody's trying to do right, who love God, who love the country. They're marching us down.
Yeah.
But in 1980, so Linda Pullen wanted to bring the hovercraft here. Hovercraft is good fast boat even.
Yeah.
It take 10 hours or 15 hours on the mail boat.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours you don't reach from Nassau to Nagua. But see, everything by design. Greedy, black and white behemoth. And I don't know paper behemoth. They don't give the people nothing. Everything they do, they go and fold up. Play the, play that my tax payers money. You support the festival.
I got you. I got
you. Okay, let's go on.
Absolutely. Imagine that, hovercrafts all the way back in the 80s. That could have made sense, you know. We could have worked with that. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I'm calling in regards to you mentioning about the cars, so many cars on the island.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that ain't, that carpool ain't going to work. Let me tell you why that ain't going to work. There's so many people one day on one vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I believe the government really, well, who's going to be the next government, should really take into serious consideration on trying to issue a crown land to the people who were descended from these family islands who really wanted to go back home.
Yeah.
And move home and you know, build a home and start their business, because people have put in for crown land for years and can't even get a piece of crown land.
You did something?
Not only that, they should not be Nassau centric.
Mm-hmm.
And try to encourage investors to invest in family islands, especially the ones that are booming. For example, I'm from Exuma, and I put in for crown land in 2012, 2017, and back in 2025, and never gotten the crown land. We have generational land, but it's not clear, right?
Yeah.
I want to move back home, but I can't, because right now I want to build my home, and I can't.
Yeah.
Right? So you have thousands of people like me who want to do it, but they can't. But I feel like the next government really needs to take this into consideration, and not a PLP thing, but a human thing, to try to spread, you know, the net, per se, of trying to let people to go back to their home.
Absolutely.
You know, where they from. You know what I mean? And that could ease up a lot of this traffic and situation we're going on. Congestion.
And density. Congestion and density. I got you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Look
Absolutely.
At it seriously, but not with colors.
I got you.
You know?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I go to the next caller, to that caller that just hung up. I was coming right to you. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I just love the commentary of the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saying this for quite some time. There are many persons in New Providence that would love to go back to their respective islands.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the lackluster performance of past administrations that have not seriously considered building the infrastructure that is going to encourage commerce on these islands for them to go back. This seems to be the problem. Right now, we're talking about banks in the family islands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back then, we had a few, we did have banks in some of the islands that today the banks no longer exist in those islands. In fact, we have other institutions that deals with cash and everything in these islands, where the people now capitalizing off that, but then that is not the responsibility, really. What they're doing is not the responsibility of the Bahamas government. It is incumbent upon our government to put in the proper infrastructure, banks, proper roads, put in the relevant ministries to spur the economics to get our people to go back, but they just won't do it. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to be facetious, and you don't want to be, you don't want to play devil's advocate. But sometimes you got to wonder whether this whole thing is by design.
Yeah.
You know, the crowd, everybody here in New Providence, where you could govern over everybody, you was one yardstick to beat everybody with.
There's a declared policy, they call it urbanization, where the government weighs its cost and the cost benefit. So They say, why are we spending all this money on every island? Bring those people to the center. Why do I need a power grid on every island to accommodate the residents? Bring all of them to Nassau where there's one power grid, and then I only have to focus on expanding one power grid, right?
Well, I close on this, Aaron. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely correct on that, because even right now, the power grid, as you can see, if you're going to pile everybody here, where are the future momentum plans on if you're going to crowd everybody here? What kind of proper infrastructure we're going to put in place before they even get here? That mm-hmm. has not even been planned out. My last point here, we talk about the public transportation system in New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
We have mentioned before, if you look at other jurisdictions around the world that has the amount of the population,
mm-hmm.
We have all these private buses on the road. And yes, I understand that a lot of these persons with these entities happen to be supportive of these political parties, so on and so forth. And maybe that's what they are considering. But to put in a proper rail system in this country, and don't say it's impossible. It can be done. We see it right there in Miami-Dade, for instance, right next door. Mm-hmm. You put in a proper rail system around this island where persons, and we borrowing all this money for all this other stuff. We have done the underground railroad and stuff right there in Florida, which became itself to build. Don't tell me we can't do it. Put in a proper rail system around the island, on the coastlines, as much as possible, and persons who are working out Life of Key and Old Fort Bay and stuff who actually live here in the center of town, they jump
train
on the rail and they come around.
Yeah, I got you. Thank
okay,
you very much.
I go on that note, but that's just something I want to put in there. We need to be more future-driven to develop this island, develop the Bahamas, and let's get the Bahamas going and stop being stagnated 1968, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry I missed you, caller. Okay, so I'm going to nostalgize a little bit. That's where you, like, you remember the past, but sometimes you have on, like, rose-colored glasses, right? Y'all remembered in the PGC, Perry Christie administration, where they announced the anchor projects. I think the anchor projects were an attempt to create infrastructure on islands, right? Economic and physical infrastructure to draw inhabitants, residents, the natives of that island back, right? But I have a feeling that, you see, you can't tell me, especially as a young woman, you can't tell me that, hey, if you go around men and older men and women and you start acting tingsy, right? And then and you tell them come and invite them, they're gonna have a sense of ownership, you know? I don't like that idea, but it was an idea. They had an idea. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Morning, man. I heard Jeff talking about this railroad thing around the island now. I think this is about the third time I've heard him say it. But the people that works for the people in Lightfoot Key and the people that works for the people in Old Fort Bay, they don't catch no bus. Some people that buy them a little car. But
because no buses go there. You can't work. That's the problem. You can't work in those areas, right, without a car.
Yeah, but
you'd have to
like
camp
they,
in the bush.
They made and they got an assembly car and things. Mostly in those areas now, I've learned where the maid in the garden is really husband and wife. So both of them coming from the same house, going to the same job.
But why?
Another thing with traffic.
But why? See, here's the thing. We're not saying that people shouldn't have cars. I think the model is to reduce the use of cars until absolutely necessary, right? So I wouldn't necessarily tell mom and dad who husband and wife, maid and gardener combo, right? I wouldn't tell them to catch the train or the bus to church on Sunday, right? And then to brunch with the family. That's definitely use your car day. But they may, mom and dad may appreciate the ability to reduce expenditure in certain areas, right? There are parents who, if it is a properly maintained public transportation system, would enjoy the option of allowing their kids to use the public transportation system to get to and from school, as opposed to taking, in some instances, 2 whole hours out of the working day for drop-off and pickup.
But Ms. Green, mm-hmm. two things. There are some people, let's say a family of three,
mm-hmm.
A mother, daddy, and a child, a mm-hmm. daughter, girl or boy.
Mm-hmm.
The three of them on a Sunday morning going to the same church,
mm-hmm.
coming out the same house,
mm-hmm.
and the three of them, each one of them driving a car.
Mm-hmm. So
now they're going to the same church, you know.
There's
you
only
know, like this one getting the Baptist, this one. Three of them going to the same church, the three of them coming out the same house.
You know what the problem is? I don't know what the problem is, but that
this
church...
This one here already,
hold
no
on.
One got to go. This one taken by in the service, they
so
can't wait on this one.
We
now,
are...
Let me say this in closing, Ms. Green, then
mm-hmm.
I got to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
We had a proper bus system in this country before, you know. It could have worked. They had a company one time called a Convenience City Transit.
Mm-hmm.
That was run by Mr. Lamboid Ramming.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramming boys from... That was the ideal thing that we needed here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bahamas, at least.
I got you.
And in New Providence, sorry. And everybody was on one accord in the organization. They're fully uniform. The buses always were clean. They had the radio, so nobody never overtake nobody on their route.
I got you.
Wherever you are, that's where you stay from. You start, tell you. Get off in the evening.
I got you.
Communication.
Ah, there you go. That's it.
You see? But if you driving for Joe, I driving for Jeeves, you drive. We ain't worrying about that. We worrying about who could get the most money, who could make the most money.
Here's my thing. Who driving for the Ministry of Transport? Where are the regulations? Because if you did see the buses I saw on that thing that people call Epic Ride on the weekend, that can't be the bus driver that Joe Beth Colby was talking about consulting for new public transportation policy. These said can't be the set, man. The good bus drivers know who they are. And the passengers know who they are because they prefer to ride with them. The phone line is lit up. I'm going to take a few more calls, and then we're going to go to the break. After the break, we're going to read FNM Promises Action on Women's Issues. And I made a promise to y'all. I told y'all, if I just captured stories for the month of March on sexual violence in the Bahamas, the headlines, y'all would be surprised. But let's go to the phone line quickly. A good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
How you doing, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
What the overpass would we get? What we get in the Bahamas? What's the name again?
Overpass.
Yeah.
We have an overpass. Where that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, you know the name.
In Grand Bahama.
Gregory Arch.
Oh yeah, we do have a little overpass, eh? Gregory Arch. Yeah, the people don't use that properly. That's a very unsafe area.
Right, but the point I tried to say, right?
Yeah.
Bahamians are people who are known to travel all over this world,
mm-hmm.
right? And when we go, we see all type of structures or infrastructures, you know, helping the people of those countries to move around more effectively or efficiently, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we, in the Bahamas, right, we expect we're not putting restriction on the motor cars on the road at no time. We are not building no infrastructure to accommodate the road, the traffic that are coming on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And yet still, we're oblivious when we see all this traffic. I mean, so why can't we have, as a nation, overpassing Nassau? I mean, every Caribbean island you go on, you could go on overpass.
You get an overpass of some sort. Yeah. I agree with you. We should be able... It's 2026. Which you mean we have AI and we don't have overpass, right?
But
let me tell you what the problem is with Peck Slope Gregory's Arch. You know, people assume they could turn left on red anywhere, right? They just don't care anymore.
They don't care.
They don't care
because
they're like animals.
I'm not encouraging it.
No, I'm not saying that that's what you're doing. I know.
But the frustration on the road has caused a lot of road rage. I mean, because of the structure of our road is
poorly designed.
It's poorly designed and it's very, you know, congested.
Mm.
And you know, it we could do better with our. I mean, thank God for the initiative was taken to try to open up the road somewhere to work that it was.
Mm-hmm.
But we now then old grown out as short. I mean, as quick.
Before it was finished, it was obsolete.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Yeah, man, Belair, and yeah, man, thanks, man. Nice show all the time, man.
Man, thank you. Absolutely, thank you. And I want you to know I appreciate what you're saying. He's saying, look here, we could be mature people. If we have overpasses, then we're going to adhere to the driving rules required for safe use of overpasses. But I could be honest with y'all people, it's going to require you to acknowledge and adhere to traffic controls. Like the vehicle assigned to a magistrate this morning that slid through the stop sign at School Lane. And then to the mom behind the judicial vehicle that decided to just ignore the stop sign and slide out. You can't see you embarrassing the judicial people. They want just try slide out slyly next to the school where they have assembly in the auditorium next to the road, and you can come behind them and embarrassing them, acting like you could do what judges could do, even though nobody could do it. Come on, mom. These are things I have to encounter on the road. Good morning, caller.
Me again. Okay, one, right?
Yeah.
You can maintain the overpass.
Mm-hmm.
Two, right? You always can't use your way to drive. I bet you two chicken body, someone gap over the overpass into the next overpass.
I got you. Let me tell you all why I say that our education system is a D average. If you are on Shirley Street, at the Shirley Street, Market Street intersection, right? And you are attempting to turn left on red, even though you are not permitted in law to turn left on red there. If you were to do it, then obviously you were to turn left onto Peck Slope, which is the first exit, and not left onto Market Street. But y'all don't want to pay attention to your education system. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Let's see. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
I'll call in right back.
I got you.
He's a good gentleman, right?
Yeah.
I'll ask the question, right? How many behemoths drove on overpass around the world and went
off the overpass?
How many? What's the statistic on that?
You get it right, because when Bahamians go abroad, they take all of their good senses with them.
Come on, man. So we need to stop dumbing down this place.
I got
this
you,
is
man.
Why this place ain't moving, because you have people with only distinct dumbness when it relates to Bahamian in the Bahamas. But we just travel all around the world. You any of us went across an overpass?
No. I mean, we're doing foolishness,
nonsense,
but not like that.
Man.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And we appreciate the point. Don't mind my tongue-in-cheek approach to it. Sometimes I get the callers in the same direction. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Sorry, I missed you. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
H. Don King, first-time caller.
Thank you very much.
I've been listening to your show this morning, and I heard this gentleman, Jeff, talking about a rail system.
Mm-hmm.
I actually met some persons out of Michigan back in the day. There was a gentleman by the name of Scantlebury who had introduced these persons to me from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, President Obama had put together $1 billion package
mm-hmm.
for the development of the hydrogen rail system. And they were looking at the Bahamas. And I thought it would work wonderfully well here, especially mm-hmm. from Grand Bahama to Abaco.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a trauma car on it. You can have trade moving, goods and services moving back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from New Providence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a part of Grand Bahama that is not far from Abaco,
mm-hmm.
and the water isn't all that deep.
Okay.
And if you consider what the Chinese have done from Hong Kong to Macau and the other bridges and railways that they would have done right in the Florida area, it's not impossible. So this isn't nothing new what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I still have a lot of the information that they provided me with. And the guys came here, they met with a particular attorney whom I don't wish to name.
Absolutely.
And a prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really up to us. There's no reason why this little island, 147 square miles, should have 85% of the population and an average of 5 cars per household. There's no need for that.
Absolutely.
There has to be a devolution of authority from the central government to these islands to encourage people to go back to these islands. If you're not going to do this thing properly and come together with a proper national economic development plan that persons like myself, like Hazi Stewart and others have proposed, we're not going anywhere, you know. It's just rhetoric and, you know, circular motion and nothing happening. Even this road traffic department, they put together a busing plan, and there was an assistant director I met with at the time, and it's just never been implemented. And we have to move away from the way we manage our kleptocratic actions, and until we do that, you're not going to see any real improvement. And you're familiar with governance and how it works. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying anything new to you, but I just need Jeff to know if he's interested in looking at it. I have the CDs and everything, and I make it still contact those persons out of Michigan. And I had advised that they go to Japan and Africa, countries that perhaps would have been more receptive of their proposal. Mm-hmm. But these developing nations, they're not really serious at all.
I got you.
I just wanted to give you that, eh?
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's H. Don King. Jeff, you got to reach out to the gentleman. Here are a couple of texts from the text line. Good morning, Miss Green. I have some clothing I'd like to drop off. Where can I drop off clothing, please? Okay, I could be honest with you. If it's like recycled things, things to be used in art projects, you can drop them off to Dungalik at the Dungalik Farmers Market on Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. But if they are good, usable, wearable clothing, Salvation Army, Grade Commission, and the Bahamas Humane Society thrift store are great places to get them out. Here's a text. Deepest sympathy to Mr. Dwight Strawn on the passing of his mother. We join you in that. Another text. Prices are a concern, but the bigger issue is the threat of shortages. OPEC countries are shutting down oil production because they have nowhere to put it. So the people who think they won't be affected because they can afford it or they drive electric, what will they do if the business they frequent don't have guaranteed access to fuel to get supplies or deliver goods? Anyway, the Trump supporters should be okay. They just have to endure a little pain. Listen, I don't know if politics trumps all or if Trump politics all. I don't know. This was a great text, and now I'm confused. Please note that our governments over decades were short-sighted on our family island's future. The government today made some effort to develop the airports and made some investments on our family islands. Yeah, they've made some efforts. Here's my thing. Remember when I told you all my good old Uncle Daddy-O, Stephen Mitchell, when I got an A in achievement for math, I got an A for math, and my father had passed at the time I was showing it to him, and he's looking at the report card, and he said, well, what you get for effort? I got a C for effort. He riled me, because he said, imagine what you could get if you put in A's worth of effort. I say that to say this. Don't tell me it's an A-plus performance when really it's just a C minus, because we grade hard in this country when we want to. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Aaron.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I know Neil Knowles, you know. Yeah, that's my boy, man. All I have to do trucking together, man. Oh, that's the part of the Johnson Road you live in. That's the rich part, man. Yeah.
Okay.
He and his uncle, she and Knowles and all us. Yeah, we grew up good there and trucking together.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Great guy.
You know, you know the story of how he got started, right?
What, Tresius? No, I know.
Well,
Tresius,
how Neil got started.
We
was all hanging out and playing basketball like we used to do in the day. And we was chilling. He got a call from his cousin, and his cousin said, I got a job for you. But he put on his shoes and he gone, right? He came back that day. His payment was cases of things that could not be recovered from a truck that fell over, right? Cases and cases of things. And from that day on, that boy was focused on trucking and building his own trucking company. I telling you, Family Island Initiative.
Yes, he did well.
Yeah.
But what I called for is, I agree with the last caller and the caller before that too, man. We got to stop dumbing down ourselves and thing, man. What do you mean, how we can maintain the overpass, man? Well, we're maintaining the bridge. We're maintaining the roads, man.
We can
find $180 for consulting and we can't get maintained overpass. But I recall Dwight long time ago and say we need overpass from out east to out by the airport so you can get out there in 10 minutes. And one from the south down by me and you exit off coming downtown or something like that, man. Dominican Republic have overpass and they none of their GDP as high as ours and things like that.
And
I want you to do a show on, bringing someone to do a show to find out what the traffic police is be doing from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., man. A lot of them could assist on a roundabout. especially the one by Gladstone Road and JFK and Soldier Road by Westview and thing. A lot of speed cup. But what they speed then? I don't see no speed cup on the road between 6:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. or so like that, man. Instead, I guess, escorting new cars and things and funeral and these green HHC plates and things like that. Help assist with the traffic, man. During the tattoo, I see over 27 bikes, man. Come on, man. Get them on the road to assist with the traffic.
Absolutely. All right,
thanks, man.
No, I agree with you. What they there for?
What are they there for? No, they're escorting new cars from the dock. Stevie Doran Services.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't call people name, please. I wasn't even sure what you said, but that's why. Because I sitting here laughing about how the person in front of me Monday on Dowswell Street, they just stop in the middle of the intersection. They just stop for no reason. I swear, for no reason. Producer, let's go to the phone lines quickly and see if we can get to this break. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning.
Johnson. Aaron, you know, one of the first things you do before you build is on a consumption basis that you do a reduction use strategy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why you have a failure in the energy regime that we have in New Providence. We're building to increase capacity. We were first in looking at how can we reduce it to conservation. It takes the same rules apply to what has to be done for the motor vehicles. A properly implemented bus system would probably eliminate the needs for taxis and vehicles, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that there's not just a busing system, a properly executed system. Often we have conversation on who, what, when, where, why, and which, but we never have the in details of how. And this comes to our national development. We talk about if we do this on the old islands, whatever it is. It's very most of these things are very simple, you know. But the problem is that we have to look at this concept called idea to vision to strategy to plan. Mm-hmm. The execution, monitoring, reporting, and then adjustment.
Stick a pin for a second. You remember when on Lester, connected with Lester Cox, he had on a British gentleman that talked about this thing called deliverology, where it is like, I say it like this, we didn't realize people didn't, they could create policy, but they don't know how to implement it. And it was walking people through how to properly implement policy, how to deliver on your policy promises.
Right.
Go on.
But see, it's the same way, right? Tools available. And, you know, I talk about being able to think, to do multiple things at the same time. You know, this concept of build it, then they will come. So you talked about the policy of Peregrine and Christie, these mega projects where we look for foreigners or something to build it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now we have access to, I'm in the middle of writing a letter right now about this. We have access to billions of dollars within the country, stagnant, sitting here doing anything. And so if you simultaneously, say, on the old island, say, like Eleuthera, you find 500 people who want to go into the short-term vacation rentals that you can give each of them a loan for $500,000, whatever. Just use that as a figure.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you look at the volume that you need for the airport that you need to have. Let me come back to Grand Bahama's example.
Well, see, Alan, I got another call on the line. No, I got to go to a break. But
the general point is that if you would know how many people you need to bring to the island to sustain the airport for what you want to spend and the number of moves that you need and all the supporting things at once. And so then what you will do is then, now that you have this full compliant picture of what you want, you then come up with a strategy of building that what it is. Even though I give you those 2, 4, 6, 8 steps, whatever, I think it's 8 steps, technically when you expand that, it's 34.
I got you.
And so we just need to just talk about it. And this is saying this. Who, what, when, where, why, and which means nothing unless you could explain the how.
Yep, I got you. Thank you very much. Let's take this last caller before we go to a break and transition. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, you know, Ms. Green, it's a great show, and I love all the contributions. But as it relates to what Jeff was talking about with the...
Rail.
Yeah, with the metro rail system, right? So I'm thinking green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all this all these narratives about green and sustainable development and carbon emissions, et cetera, et cetera. So you put an overpass, right?
Mm-hmm.
People still will be using cars and putting CO2 and CO and carbon monoxide into the atmosphere. So with a metro rail, I thought it was a great idea, even as it relates to the rich people, right, or opulent people, right, they wouldn't want to sit on the side of a picky person. This just the way it is. So, you know, obviously, you just like a tree, and you would have luxury classes and different classes for different people. I hate to be eugenical, but that would entice them and make the use of it more universal.
Mm-hmm.
So people will be actually enjoying the scenery as they move along. And so then there'll be no excuse, or people will find reasons to use it because you have comfort in it. But the thing is, for me, I'm thinking stress-wise, in which stress? The amount of stress that you get on the road, Aaron, it's ridiculous what is going on this road. You know, stress actually causes an unfolding or misfolding of proteins in the body. And so what I'm saying is, yesterday on Market Street, southbound, I have my children in the car. There's an imbecile who was on the southbound lane, on the right lane, stalking, making a conversation on the road. For before I even reached, so as I approach, I blow the horn, and I ask him, be silly. And they say, go around. He's telling people to go around, and they're in the road for extended period of time. Total disrespect for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they, you know, it's really sickening. I just only one observation, but people are doing anything on the road. They're leaving us to fend for ourselves.
Yep.
And it doesn't make sense. So a metro rail would be better anyhow. And seeing that, and I like how the person sent that text showing you the whole ecosystem of what affects one another. So it's no different from you riding an electric car, but the way they obtain the minerals that you make your battery is still using diesel or gasoline. So it's all absurdity and absanity. Keep that, yeah.
Absolutely. I got you. Okay, these are the last texts. Producer, let's prep that break music. We go into a break, and when we get back from the break, I told you all we got some headlines. It's March 31st. It's the end of International Women's Month, also National Women's Month. This is when we do all the Women's Month things as if it's a once-a-year occasion, one-month-a-year affair. Great show as usual. When I said, how will we maintain the overpass? Nothing in life is free. It comes at a cost. We as the citizens will be taxed to pay and maintain the overpass. People think everything is free. No. We don't think it's free. We know we'll have to pay. But I got you, Texter. Thank you for providing clarity. We are going to a break. When we get back from the break, like I said, Drewski, political satire and politically exposed people. You also saw Ambassador Walker wearing the tennis. The tennis matched the suit, and the suit was pressed. I was impressed. Y'all don't watch 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton anymore. Waking people. Gotta have on waking shoes. Y'all, we going to a break. We'll be right back.
Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas. Then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. Okay, so it's the last day in March, Women's Month, and I'm going through the headlines. I told y'all, if we looked at March alone for headlines, I could go through the entire show just reading headlines. So we're going to start now. There is the article in yesterday's Guardian, FNM promises action on women's issues. That's what prompted this for me in today's Tribune. The headline is FNM will give single moms $200 monthly. Hunt Party proposes childcare stipends for new single mothers. So let's go through the headlines. They are not in chronological order. Man admits to rape of 72-year-old, 11th of March, 26, Nassau Tribune. Sometimes y'all don't understand how people are related to the people involved in these stories and tragedies. Miss Verentia Butler is the aunt of my cousin. A 26-year-old man admitted to the murder and rape of 72-year-old grandmother Verentia Butler. Caller, producer, oh, you're gone. Good, I was going to give you 30 seconds, but I want you to know it had to have been good. Another headline, 2nd of March, man denies child sex crime. A Nassau man whom police allegedly caught committing a child sex crime has been granted bail. Derek Dauphin, 43, is accused of unlawful sexual intercourse with a 14-year-old girl. Another headline, mistrial in child rape case. A judge on Tuesday, that's the 4th of March this year, a judge on Tuesday declared a mistrial in the case of a man accused of raping an 11-year-old girl. Now, Patrick Poitier will face a second trial on allegations that he sexually assaulted the minor on multiple occasions in 2022. 13th of March of this year, former DNA candidate sentenced to 18 years for sexual assault. Sexual assault, Eyewitness News, 23rd of March, 26. Police have launched investigations after three women were allegedly sexually assaulted in separate incidents across the Capitol. In the first case, an American woman reported that after accepting a drink from an American man at Paradise Island, she found herself in a room with no memory of how she got there and suspects she was assaulted. In the second incident, a woman told police she was asleep at her home in Stapleton Gardens when a male relative allegedly held her down and assaulted her. In the third case, another American woman reported that a jet ski operator took her to a sandbank during an excursion and allegedly sexually assaulted her. A 29-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the with that matter. Another headline, trial delayed for hospitalized rape and armed robbery suspect, 30th of March. Nassau Tribune. Another headline, Our News, 28th of March. A young girl alleges she was sexually assaulted by a 12th grade student near Goodman's Bay. The victim says she, along with a group of students, skipped school and consumed alcohol while swimming at the beach when the incident occurred. That's great background information, but I hope that we understand that that does not necessarily, that she was ducking school or drinking alcohol, must be weighed properly. There's another headline, $6,000 bail for man accused of indecent assault of 19-year-old, 27th of March. A man accused of indecently assaulting a 19-year-old woman on Augusta Street was granted bail. Allegedly, Ronell Amy, 42, touched the woman on her hip without her consent. Man gets 18 months prison after fleeing intent to rape trial. The Nassau Tribune, 26th of March. Another headline, man accused of incest with niece, 25th of March. Another headline, jury acquits man accused of paying teen for sex, 13th of March. Hear that? Jury acquits man. Another headline, bail granted to man accused of trying to abduct 12-year-old. Isaiah Seymour, 29, allegedly attempted to snatch a 12-year-old girl off the streets of New Providence. Another headline, gunman forces woman on terrifying drive before sexual assault. 25th of March, Nassau Tribune. Another headline, rape suspect remanded after allegedly damaging ankle monitor. Nassau Tribune, 20th of March. Another headline, teen escapes attempted kidnapping after struggle on Lazaretta Road. 19th of March, Nassau Tribune. Another headline, man accused of having child porn on his phone. Nassau Tribune, 19th of March. Another headline, man remanded over alleged knife point rape and burglary. Nassau Tribune, 2nd of March. Another headline, man accused of sexual assault of two teen girls in possession of forged documents. Nassau Tribune, 9th of March. Another headline, 18-year prison sentence for man convicted of raping 17-year-old, 9th of March. Another headline, Eleuthera man remanded on charge of sexually assaulting mentally ill woman, 5th of March. That story is from that event allegedly happened on the 2nd of January. Another headline, man accused of indecent assault of woman granted $3,000 bail, Nassau Tribune, 5th of March. These are not all the headlines, and I read a lot from the Tribune. Guardian has great coverage. It was just more difficult to find those articles without the exact title. Tomorrow, we have a guest in studio. We talk in politics, Drewski, political satire, and politically exposed people. Also, remember, major road works, a notice of temporary road closure has been announced for Shirley Street between East Street and Frederick Street. A text said, please explain female versus woman, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. We're all out of time. Y'all notice I didn't even get into the details of those headlines. We could have spent the whole day talking about it, but it appears as if we're not that concerned about women's issues, you know, unless we row in women about why they have so many issues. You can't see why? I could see why. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry is up next. Also, happy birthday, Kermit. Again, happy belated birthday. You guys have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.